Okay, the recording's on. Do you have an agenda?
I do.
Okay.
So, we're going to go ahead and call the special meeting of the Board of Ethics of the City of Chula Vista to order at approximately 4:16 on the 22nd of February. We'll start with roll call. Anthony Jimson, present.
Rosa Robles, present.
Victor Escare, present.
Fernando Kish, present.
Simon Sova, Deputy City Attorney, staff, present.
And, public comments. Okay. Action items. Number one, the interview of Ms. Devaney regarding her appointment to the CBCMC 2.52 Campaign Contribution Ordinance Enforcement Authority Attorney Panel. Are we going to interview her at this time?
If that's what that was the intent. Sure. Part of the reason was everybody has the interview questions we asked last panel. The other issue was at the last Board of Ethics meeting, she had a separate agenda item to have her and Mr. Geddes be just reappointed without an interview pursuant to the rules that we have. Mr. Geddes was reappointed. Ms. Devaney, her no action was taken on her appointment. Instead, the decision was made to re-interview her, in part based on the fact that I informed the Board of Ethics that our office had received a complaint from Councilmember McCann. He had indicated that he felt that Ms. Devaney had a conflict of interest because in 2007, almost a decade ago, she represented a client against the city. And that Mr. McCann was involved it to some extent, and he felt that could create a conflict. The Board of Ethics in discussion said, you know, in terms of to redo the interview or do an interview in due diligence to give the chance to explore the issue and question the matter if that's what you want to do.
Yeah, so with that kind of framework in mind, Ms. Devaney, do you, I know it was in 2007 that prior representation, so it might be some time ago, but do you want to add any comments or inform our board as to what your position is or information you might want to share with us on that?
Sure, I thank you for the chance to come in and explain that. I know Simone sent an email saying that had been registered by Councilmember McCann. And I did have to scratch my head at a moment to figure out what was that about. And I do recall, to the extent I can share attorney-client privilege at the time, that we represented somebody who was parting one of the department positions in Chula Vista about 10 years ago. And the client, I can share this because I shared it with the city attorney at the time, who was Bart Meisfield, that during the settlement negotiations, because that whole matter kind of concluded, I think, very well for the city and my client amicably. And my client had retained our firm to part ways amicably. This person was concerned that their reputation might kind of go through the mud in the parting process and wanted to make sure that didn't happen. The client at the time said that they were concerned that there were allegations being gone out in the community about her reputation in the city, and she wanted to make sure that was above board, etc. My client had issues with the city attorney at the time and with Councilmember McCann at the time. I don't know whether those were true or correct or not, concerning whether or not they were being made a political pawn to get rid of her. I don't know. That's about all that I can recall. I have no issues with Councilmember McCann. In fact, I saw him, I think, a month ago or so at a social event, and we chatted nicely. And when I ran for city attorney in San Diego, we were on the campaign trail together. So, you know, we're not personal friends or professional friends. I know him, like a number of people. But the client, I recall, did have some issues, but that was not really the heart of the matter that we had. It really was that this person wanted to part with Chula Vista with her reputation intact. There was a settlement agreement to that effect, that people wouldn't go to the media and talk about what they thought about each other, and I thought it ended amicably. So,
in the context of the code enforcement, the campaign contribution enforcement authority panel that you're a candidate for, would that in any way be implicated by your prior representation, or do you envision a scenario where you would need to excuse yourself or recuse yourself from handling a case that we assign because of that?
I don't. I went through what I would go normally in that situation if something came before us, to kind of go through the rules of professional conduct, which basically are rule 3.310 that has to do with concurrent representation for one. I go through my head, which is that does not apply to that particular case. The case on adverse former clients, which it wouldn't be because Mr. McCann was not adverse to us and he wasn't a former client, and that wouldn't be the case. I think the closest one that I thought of was Rule 3.310B, which talks about relationships with former clients. But that really has to do with whether or not you have a legal, business, financial, or professional relation, a personal relationship with the party in the same matter. And I can't imagine the matter that happened 10 years ago relative to this person parting would have, that would be relevant to anything before you. So for instance, if, let's say there was an allegation on Mr. McCann that would come before you, I think the most that would be required of me to say, I recall Mr. McCann coming up from my former client and disclosing it to you for your consideration as to whether you think that was an issue. But in my opinion, that wouldn't make for a conflict. But I would certainly, in any situation, disclose to you if there was a matter that came before you against X person. And I'd say, well, I just want you to know that person. I don't have a relationship with that person. I don't have any issues for or against that person. I feel that I can, like in any matter, give you a very balanced legal opinion for your consideration, for you to determine what you want to do in that matter. And certainly, in many cases, I give legal advice on issues where I might even know people. We all do, but we can't let that infuse our legal opinion on the law. So, in short, I don't see where that would come up, but I would certainly, if it was him, just redisclose what I disclosed to you at that time for your consideration to decide whether or not you want to pass on me as a rotating person or not.
And do you or your firm have an ongoing relationship with a professional relationship with that person you represented 10 years ago?
No. Okay. That case was closed right after it. I know at the time this client made a dinner for a few people in our firm to thank them. That was 10 years ago, and we haven't had a social or professional relationship with them since.
Are you with a new firm now that you started your
Well, I started,
firm?
Right.
Exactly, and so that individual is not a client,
correct.
Current client in that firm.
Correct.
Okay.
Why do you think McCann would think that you had a personal conflict? Just because of that situation, or was it something else ending there? Was your client had serious conflicts with the city, or not serious conflicts, but there was issues with the city directly against McCann, or just the city?
Against the city, with particular concern that the city attorney and McCann were trying to, from best I can recall, were trying to, I don't want to say drag her name through the mud, but that was the feeling that
so
I had
McCann,
with the client.
Okay.
That the client had indicated, and I feel like I can share this with you because I shared it with the city attorney, so I don't believe it's confidential, otherwise I couldn't even share it with you.
Right.
But at the time I shared with the city attorney that the client really believed that there was an effort by the city attorney and McCann, who were both, I think, friends of one another, to say that my client was responsible for something in exchange for McCann and the city attorney trying to promote some Chargers stadium or Chargers something. That's what I recall. So it's like, I don't know that.
So
I don't know whether
more,
that's true.
It was more McCann had issues with your client. It sounds that way to me.
It didn't seem like McCann had issues with the client. It seemed like the client believed that in order to promote an idea that they wanted to promote, that they were talking about my client in the term of conflict, so that she would get off the project, and that project wouldn't raise up, and instead what the city attorney and McCann wanted to do became a more viable political issue. Does that make sense? I mean, like that, it's. Yeah. I mean, I hate to.
Kind of.
I hate to.
And I think what I'm hearing is that the conflict was more with the client and John McCann, but not with her, right?
That's the way I see it. But she was the attorney of the client, so.
Yeah, I mean, I can't put myself in his head. I think we got along fine, both when I ran for city attorney, we were on the campaign trail before, mm-hmm. as well as recently. But the most I can think of is that maybe he believed that I really believed, like, I'm not saying I didn't believe, but I really believed my client, because when I do have a client, I am passionate for that client, and I articulate, this person believes that, you know, we have got to be in a position that you cannot talk about her and ruin her reputation in this. So I do.
Sure.
I advocate for my client.
Exactly.
So, and I'm a good advocate. So so maybe he thought, well, she really believes this, and she really doesn't like me. So that's all I can say.
Okay.
I mean, you know, because I do. I went to the city attorney. I said my client does not want her name to be thrashed through the mud. She believes that she is being trashed in order to downgrade her project. I forget what the project was, because the city attorney and McCann want their idea to rise up and her project to go down. So they're saying she has a conflict and they want to do a Charger Stadium. That's the most I can remember. But
okay.
I don't know if that's true or not. I just know that I advocated it on behalf of my client.
Sure.
Okay.
And out of the zealousness of your representation of your client, did you or did you not develop an animus towards Mr. McCann?
That's the ultimate. I did not. I don't. I have no idea. I mean, I hate to say this, but in the times that I've represented, I see this happening. I see people claim and believe that people are trying to do things, the conspiracy theory,
sure.
many times, and
okay.
just
sure.
I don't, and I appreciate the fact that he would be concerned about that.
Sure.
I can just tell you, in my mind, I have no idea what went on. It really was to say, if you have any issues, don't take it out on my client. My client wants
sure.
her reputation intact, and so stand down. Let's just make the separation agreement be appropriate. You go your way, she'll go ours, and let's. And to me, it worked out just fine. But I don't. I don't.
Your representation was just to handle that transaction separation agreement. It wasn't a lawsuit or anything like that.
Oh, correct. I told her, yeah, and our firm back then as well as now, we do represent people for parting ways with their jurisdictions, etc. But we tell our clients we do not do a lawsuit against public agencies. We don't do that. So, and I haven't represented anything against Chula Vista since, because then they hired me for things and I was like, oh, I'd rather be for you than against you. So.
Sure.
I've got no further questions.
I don't either.
No, neither do I.
Do we need to make a motion to on the issue that was on the prior agenda from last week or 2 weeks ago?
No, the only issue is after you interview her, you can ask her questions about qualifications, but they're pretty clear on the resume, and she's been interviewed before. So you can entertain a motion to appoint her to the panel if that's what you so choose to do. You can discuss it separately as well. But the issue is to appoint her or not to the panel.
Well, we should ask her to leave right before we discuss.
I can leave and wait outside, or I can not come back, and Simone can let me know, or whatever you like.
Wait out in front.
Do you want
sure.
to wait there, and then if they
we
have
won't
any questions,
we won't be
long.
Yes,
absolutely.
Okay.
Thank you,
Mr. Bailey.
Yeah, there is no motion required as to that issue. It's just
okay.
Just for our information purposes to
yeah,
make a determination about whether or not we would want to
because you know it's a full
board again,
in terms of appointing her, it's kind of there's a full spectrum. It's is she qualified, does she have the experience, and then does this conflict raise an issue, and so that's for you to decide. But she has interviewed before and has significant experience via her resume and things. You can ask her more questions as well, like you did the other panel members, if you so choose.
I don't think there's any need to ask her any more questions. I think she's sufficiently qualified.
I think
she
is.
The only issue was the conflict for me,
exactly.
to do some due diligence there. So we,
okay.
It seems to me that she satisfied at least my concerns that there's not a conflict of interest from a attorney's perspective now, there might be some personal issues that we can't really ferret out in this context, and we don't know what Mr. McCann's kind of personal thoughts are on that issue. So for purposes of appointing to the panel, I don't have any issues.
I don't have any issues either.
So do we entertain a motion to appoint her now?
Yes, you can, because it's part of the agenda item.
All right. So I move to appoint Ms. Devaney to the panel.
I second the motion.
It's been moved and properly seconded. All those in favor, let it be known by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay. What I'll do is, do you want me to let her in, and we can, you, the chair can let her know that she's been appointed?
Sure. Yeah,
and then and then we'll take a break, and I'll go get some sheets of paper so we can redraw the random lock.
Okay.
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 Good deal.
And I've left the tape on.
Okay.
So.
But best behavior, folks.
My apologies for running a little late. I was in a training session all day, and it started to rain. We were up in Mission Valley,
and I was going to say, and the rain doesn't help with
the
roof.
The freeway just sort of went.
Well, I appreciate it, because I was 5 minutes late, so you didn't make me. You made me look better.
So he says it's okay.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. Okay, then we're still on the record. So, Ms. Devaney, we'd like to let you know that we've decided to reappoint you to the authority, to the panel, and so congratulations, and thank you in advance for your possible service.
Thank you. I'm honored. I really am. So I appreciate it, and I appreciate the opportunity to explain anything, and the extent Councilmember McCann would like me to explain that, I'm happy to do that, or whatever you need. So thank you. Thanks.
Thank
yeah,
you
the next
much.
Step for us is I'm gonna take a break and go get a. Sheets of paper, and we're gonna we have three other people that were appointed: Gary Shans, Elena Shamos, and Roger Geddes. And we're gonna put your names in a folder, and then draw names, and that'll be the order in which you're assigned cases.
So it didn't change from the whole concept before, and all.
It did not.
Well, I hope you never have to appoint me, but I love the opportunity. So I haven't come up yet, because I think in part because you're here. So that's a good thing that that's a good thing. So thank you.
Thank you
very
much.
Thank you
for
coming. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
It's good to see you again.
And like that too. It's like, this is a good opportunity to say
thank
hi.
You.
Congratulations on
thank
your
you.
Firm, by the
thank
way.
Thank you. All right.
See
take care.
Bye-bye. Take care. Bye-bye.
So, Mr. Chair, I'm going to go off the record right now and go get the things for you folks to do that. So the time now is, I don't even know what time it is.
4:35.
Okay, we're back on the record. The time is 4:41.
Okay, then. So you have some names and or numbers for us?
Yes, and so what I've done is I have a brown envelope. And
empty.
It's empty. I have the names of Mr. Shans, which is one of the people. I'll put it in.
And you want to show it to us, right? That it says.
I'm showing it to Mr.
Yeah.
Okay, Mr. Esquerra is our.
Shamos.
He's our verifier.
Shamos.
Our verifier there.
Ms. Devaney.
Devaney.
And then Mr. Geddes.
Yes.
And so I put all four stickies in the envelope, and we'll have the chair draw the order as we did last time.
Since you weren't here, I'd like for you, please, ma'am, to do
okay.
the honors.
No
I will close my eyes, and I will pick one. There you go.
So the first name drawn is Shans.
Okay, Mr. Shans.
Okay. And
you're doing
two.
A good job, Rosa.
Good
the
job.
Next name drawn is Shamos.
Shamos.
So shaking up well.
Shaking up well.
The third name drawn is Geddes, which means by default number four should be our most recent appointment, Ms. Devaney.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and then for the record, the folder is otherwise empty.
It is otherwise empty.
Okay,
yeah.
So that's
the
order. The and so I would ask if there could be a motion made to appoint the four individuals in the order, or to receive cases in the order in which they were drawn. So the motion should be a motion to set the complaint order as drawn. That'll work if that makes any sense. Or unless Mr. Kish would be more articulate than I am.
Probably not. I move that the order of appointment for complaints to this particular board be as they were just drawn.
I second the motion.
It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor, let none might be seen. Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
It is so moved.
So moved.
Just for the record, do we want to go over the name and the order so that there's no...
Yeah, the first person that would get cases is Mr. Shans, then Ms. Shamos, Mr. Geddes, and then Ms. Devaney.
Okay.
That's the order in which.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Great. Very good. Thank you.
And then the other business. On the...
So that was item number two. Now under other business, staff comments.
I have nothing other than thank you for doing this, and we have the panel in place to hear cases, so we're good to go there. And then, like I said, you know, for you've interviewed people, and so next year you can decide whether you want to reappoint them for another term or conduct additional interviews, so it gives you a lot more flexibility with our rule changes.
Question about that. Is it best to do that annually, or...
We're required to appoint a panel 11 months before an election cycle.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks. Item number two, chair's comments. I have none. Other than, again, my apology for running late. Item number three, commissioner and board members' comments.
I guess I have to apologize, too, for being a little less late than
than
the
you.
Chair.
And I, as a board member, Rosa Robles, I have to apologize for missing the interviews of the candidates because I was ill in the hospital. So I do apologize and excuse.
Welcome back.
Hope you excuse
me.
Good,
good to see you
all.
Up and about.
Any other apologies? No.
None that I'm aware of.
Not yet.
Okay, then. Seeing that there's no other business, are we interested in adjournment at this point?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So then we will adjourn at 4:45 p.m.
Perfect.
Thank you, and we'll go off the record.